And God said unto Noah, This is the token of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is upon the earth. And for that the dream was doubled unto Pharaoh twice. It is because the thing is established by God, and God will shortly bring it to pass. And I have also established my covenant with them, to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their pilgrimage, wherein they were strangers. Thou shalt bring them in and plant them in the mountain of thine inheritance, in the place, O Lord, which thou hast made for thee to dwell in the sanctuary, O Lord, which thy hands have established. And if it be not redeemed within the space of a full year, then the house that is in the walled city shall be established for ever to him that bought it throughout his generations. It shall not go out in the jubilee. One witness shall not rise up against a man for any iniquity, or for any sin, in any sin that he sinneth. At the mouth of two witnesses, or at the mouth of three witnesses, shall the matter be established. Do ye thus requite the Lord, O foolish people and unwise? Is not he thy father that hath bought thee? Hath he not made thee and established thee? And all Israel, from Dan even to Beersheba, knew that Samuel was established to be a prophet of the Lord. And Samuel said to Saul, Thou hast done foolishly. Thou hast not kept the commandment of the Lord thy God, which he commanded thee, for now would the Lord have established thy kingdom upon Israel for ever. For as long as the son of Jesse liveth upon the ground, thou shalt not be established, nor thy kingdom. Wherefore now send and fetch him unto me, for he shall surely die. And now, behold, I know well that thou shalt surely be king, and that the kingdom of Israel shall be established in thine hand. And David perceived that the Lord had established him king over Israel, and that he had exalted his kingdom for his people Israel's sake. And thine house and thy kingdom shall be established for ever before thee, thy throne shall be established for ever. And let thy name be magnified for ever, saying, The Lord of hosts is the God over Israel, and let the house of thy servant David be established before thee. Then sat Solomon upon the throne of David his father, and his kingdom was established greatly. Now therefore, as the Lord liveth, which hath established me, and set me on the throne of David my father, and who hath made me an house as he promised, Adonijah shall be put to death this day. And King Solomon shall be blessed, and the throne of David shall be established before the Lord for ever. So the king commanded Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, which went out and fell upon him, that he died. And the kingdom was established in the hand of Solomon. But I will settle him in mine house and in my kingdom for ever, and his throne shall be established for evermore. Therefore now, Lord, let the thing that thou hast spoken concerning thy servant and concerning his house be established for ever, and do as thou hast said. Let it even be established, that thy name may be magnified for ever, saying, The Lord of hosts is the God of Israel, even a God to Israel. And let the house of David thy servant be established before thee. Now, O Lord God, let thy promise unto David my father be established, for thou hast made me king over a people like the dust of the earth in multitude. And it came to pass, when Rehoboam had established the kingdom, and had strengthened himself, he forsook the law of the Lord, and all Israel with him. And they rose early in the morning, and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. Now it came to pass, when the kingdom was established to him, that he slew his servants that had killed the king his father. So they established a decree to make proclamation throughout all Israel, from Beersheba even to Dan, that they should come to keep the Passover unto the Lord God of Israel at Jerusalem. For they had not done it of a long time in such sort as it was written. Their seed is established in their sight with them, and their offspring before their eyes. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. For he hath founded it upon the seas, and established it upon the floods. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. For he established a testimony in Jacob, and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers, that they should make them known to their children, And he built his sanctuary like high palaces, like the earth which he hath established for ever. With whom my hand shall be established, mine arm also shall strengthen him. It shall be established for ever as the moon, and as a faithful witness in heaven. Selah. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. The children of thy servants shall continue, and their seed shall be established before thee. His heart is established, he shall not be afraid, until he see his desire upon his enemies. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. Let not an evil speaker be established in the earth. Evil shall hunt the violent man to overthrow him. The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth, by understanding hath he established the heavens. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. When he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep. A man shall not be established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous shall not be moved. The lip of truth shall be established for ever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. Without counsel purposes are disappointed, but in the multitude of counselors they are established. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. It is an abomination to kings to commit wickedness, for the throne is established by righteousness. Every purpose is established by counsel, and with good advice make war. Through wisdom is enhoused, and by understanding it is established. Take away the wicked from before the king, and his throne shall be established in righteousness. The king that faithfully judgeth the poor, his throne shall be established for ever. Who hath ascended up into heaven, or descended? Who hath gathered the wind in his fists? Who hath bound the waters in a garment? Who hath established all the ends of the earth? What is his name, and what is his son's name, if thou canst tell? And it shall come to pass in the last days, that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. And the head of Ephraim is Samaria, and the head of Samaria is Remaliah's son. If ye will not believe, surely ye shall not be established. And in mercy shall the throne be established, and he shall sit upon it in truth in the tabernacle of David, judging, and seeking judgment, and hasting righteousness. For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it, he hath established it. He created it not in vain, he formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else. In righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near thee. He hath made the earth by his power. He hath established the world by his wisdom, and hath stretched out the heavens by his discretion. Their children also shall be as aforetime, and their congregation shall be established before me, and I will punish all that oppress them. He hath made the earth by his power. He hath established the world by his wisdom, and hath stretched out the heaven by his understanding. At the same time my reason returned unto me, and for the glory of my kingdom mine honour and brightness returned unto me, and my counsellors and my lords sought unto me. And I was established in my kingdom, and excellent majesty was added unto me. But in the last days it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow unto it. Art thou not from everlasting, O Lord my God, mine Holy One? We shall not die, O Lord, thou hast ordained them for judgment, and, O mighty God, thou hast established them for correction. And he said unto me, to build it an house in the land of Shinar, and it shall be established, and set there upon her own base. But if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. And so were the churches established in the faith, and increased in number daily. For I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end ye may be established. That is, this is the third time I am coming to you. In the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. But now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. Be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. Wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them, and be established in the present truth.